It's the honest answer, you know, because I never thought it'd last more than about 3 weeks. Punk rock was, I mean, we kind of started up at a time when all the musicians playing, you know, stadiums and all this stuff were, I mean, they were technically brilliant. You know, a lot of them went to the Royal College of Music. People like Rick Wakeman and, you know, the Genesis and Yes and Eric Clapton, he could play a bit as well. I mean, these were, you know, very good musicians. And we came along and, I mean, although we were passionate and, you know, we could knock together a good protest song, I didn't have faith that it would last more than a few weeks. I should have done, but I didn't. And that's... So the fact I'm doing it 35 years later is just remarkable, really. I mean, we must have been doing something right. But at the end of the day, I always said I'd rather see someone on stage with a guitar slung around their neck who means it, you know, who's singing about something that's relevant, you know, to, or, you know, a song that says something,
yeah,
rather than see some buffoon up there, you know, in a white suit, you know. It's great to be in wherever it is, you know, naming no names. But, I mean, there's some, you know, fabulous guitarists, you know, who can really play, but are as bored as fuck on the stage, and you can tell,
yeah,
you know. So I'd rather see a punk group that means it, to be quite honest.